This is the download edition of World Business Report from the BBC World Service, the Wall Street Update. I'm John Bithrie. Well, there was some more positive news for President Obama on the domestic front. America's unemployment rate has fallen to its lowest level since September 2008. That's the month the global economy went into a tailspin after the collapse of investment bank Lehman Brothers. I asked Bob Brusker from Fact and Opinion Economics in New York what he made of the figures.
Well, on the face of it, an awfully terrific report. You know, when you get nearly 300,000 jobs in a month, it's cause to jump up and click your heels. On the other hand, when you look through the details of this report, there are things that are funny. And, of course, the funniest things emerge when you look at the what we call the household survey, where they calculate the unemployment rate. The unemployment rate falling by 0.4 of a percentage point to 6.3% in 1 month is astounding. On the other hand, there are strange things that happen. For example, when you measure the rate of unemployment, you look at the size of the labor force and you look at the number of unemployed. Or to put it the other way, you look at the number of employed. The number of employed actually dropped. Well, how can the unemployment rate go down if the number of employed dropped? Well, it's because the labor force shrank by even more. So this is the dilemma to try to dig out of this report. What does it mean for the unemployment rate to fall when it's mostly because the labor force has contracted so very sharply?
The hundreds of thousands of people simply just leaving the workforce altogether. They're not looking for a job anymore.
Not looking for a job. We do think some of this is related to the change in the extended unemployment benefits. The long-term unemployed also declined sharply. And we think there are a lot of people who are taking unemployment insurance, and when they stop getting paid this insurance, they stopped even looking for a job. So apparently they'd really not been members of the labor force all along, and they were just taking this payment. So that's what critics have been saying about these extended benefits, and that appears to be true. On the other hand, these people are still there. They're human beings. They're living. They're not working, and they have to be supported, and that will be a challenge for the economy looking forward. That may be what the stock market doesn't like about this job number.
Bob Brusker from Fact and Opinion Economics. Well, let's have a rundown of those market numbers. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 0.3% at 16,512. At the end of the week here in London, the 100 share index was up very slightly, 0.2% at 68.22. The BBC index of 20 leading companies in Europe and America is at $134.7. The oil price, New York Light Crude, was up 57 cents at $99.99 a barrel. And that's it for this edition of World Business Report.
You've been listening to World Business Report. If you want more insights into the world of business, you can download Business Daily from bbc.com/podcasts. If you want to contact us, you can email at world.business@bbc.co.uk or add your comments to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bbcbusiness. And remember, for news in an instant, you can follow us on twitter.com/bbcbusiness.